Are you ready to dive deep into the intersections of technology, law, and business? Catch the Tech Intersect podcast on our new Advantage Evans YouTube channel. Whether you're connecting on the go or binging episodes from the comfort of your home, you'll never miss a moment again. Plus, you'll experience all types of exciting shorts, special events content, breaking news lives, and the comprehensive learning series. Subscribe today, hit the bell for notifications, and enjoy podcast videos and more. Use the link or search for Advantage Evans on YouTube to find our channel so you can watch, learn, and engage where insider meets impact. See you there.
We got to get literate. Financial literacy is taking flight globally. It already has for some time. Obviously, it's calibrated for the respective country to address their unique financial education needs, but it's really a testament to the universal yearning for financial wisdom, for financial access and inclusion and participation. And in today's digital forward world, being financially literate means not just understanding the ins and the outs of traditional saving and investing. It's about getting up close, getting personal with Bitcoin and its digital cousins, we'll call them. If you're crypto curious, even confident, or crypto confused, that's the majority of folks, now is the moment to lean in and learn and invest in the first fundamental piece towards your crypto investment strategy, and that is your investment in learning.
Welcome to Tech Intersect. I'm your host, Tanya Evans, and my life and work exist at the heart of law, business, and technology. Yeah, I've earned a few fancy titles and degrees over the years, but the bottom line is I'm a writer, speaker, teacher, and lifelong learner, and I'm really excited that you've joined me on this journey. So what is Tech Intersect? Well, it's authentic, empowering conversations with really interesting guests who demystify complex topics to prepare you for the future, because your future is now, and it exists where law, business, and tech intersect. Get ready to listen, learn, and leverage. Let's get started.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Tech Intersect. I'm your host, Professor Tanya Evans, and I am guiding you through the dynamic intersections of law, business, and technology with a future forward focus. And here we are. We find ourselves in April of 2024. It's rolling in, much like the rain and the storms and the lightning. There's snow. So happy April. April showers and thunderstorms and snow, I guess, will bring May flowers. But anyway, in April, we're not just flipping to another month on the calendar. We're actually stepping into financial literacy month. And this time is all about boosting our financial IQ. And yes, it's also the moment we find ourselves on the edge of another crypto bull run. Some is evolutionary. I don't know if we can necessarily call it revolutionary, but definitely moving forward. This is a time where so many more eyeballs are going to be on the crypto ecosystem in general, on the industry as an asset class, generally speaking, but on Bitcoin in particular, and ETH. Shout out to ETH. Shout out to my meme coin peeps. I'm a very traditional digital assets investor, so I don't stray too far away from my old faithful and a few friends. But I want to talk about it all because we do find ourselves on the edge of a crypto evolution, dare I say revolution. And I don't believe it's too strong of a statement to say. So today's episode and this entire month, we will be focusing on financial literacy. Our spotlight, as always, is on empowerment and enlightenment, especially catering to, come on, geriatric millennials, those over 40 or over 50, hey, my Gen Xers, or over 60, hey, Karen Huger, or hell, 70, hey, parents, because that's your business. But collectively, if you're in the over 40 crowd, you might be intrigued by the crypto space and yet still asking, and that's all right, what is all the fuss about? what is going on? So what we're going to do is take a deep dive into what I now call, thanks to Arlen Hamilton, a shout out to Arlen. I'll say more about that in a moment. Bitcoin's bounce back. I actually have a very cool acronym that I have built for a brand new training. I'm going to speak a bit about it, tease it out. If you want to see the brand spanking new release of the Bitcoin bounce back and get all of the financial tea and investment tea, check me out in LA. Again, more about that in a minute. I will be revealing the essential insights to navigate the current bull market and to march confidently, safely, and legally toward financial sovereignty. So why is this month so crucial? So first, let's take a step back and just talk about Financial Literacy Month. It came from a push in the United States, the late 90s, to collectively sharpen our financial management skills as a nation, which is kind of funny. I think the U.S. should probably mind its own business and leave us alone, but I digress. Fast forward from the 90s inception, and thanks to the National Endowment for Financial Education, to 2003, when Congress officially earmarked April for us to smarten up Buttercup, as I like to say. Here we are now, 2024, and here's where it gets really, really interesting, because we here, collectively, my listeners, my viewers, or listeners this time, because I wasn't ready for a video today, because that's my business. Also, shout out to my mom. I've been taking care of my mama bird. She's a little under the weather. It's not COVID, but I think it's this change of weather thing, or maybe the germs that both of us from time to time pick up from my darling godson. Bran Bran, story for another day. Shout out to Bran Bran too. But anyway, the financial universe is broadening. It's calling us. Hear me now, listen to me later. Let's embrace these new horizons, certainly like Bitcoin, which just moves different, y'all. It just moves differently. But also, it is the tide that lifts all boats in the digital economy. And why? Why do we need to talk about this? Why do we need to care? I get it. And I hope to make the case to you with my lawyer hat on, and certainly my legal education point of view as a tenured professor. Education is my top priority, and empowerment. As we pivot individually and collectively towards the digital here in the United States and around the world, these emerging classes of assets aren't just future talk. They're now. They are literally now. It might be yesterday. It's still early, less than 8%. I think it's actually less than 6%, but I don't have this statistics in front of me right now. Around the world, less than 8%, let's just be generous, of people around the world actually hold Bitcoin. There will only and ever be 21 million coins in circulation. 19 million of those coins are already in circulation, and most people are just learning. That presents tremendous opportunity, especially because Bitcoin first came on the scene with the gangster lean back in January of 2009. There's a sufficient amount of historical data and staying power of the crypto industry as a whole, even though it's very early still, that we've got to pay attention, and not just pay attention, but also to continually learn. I've been in this space since 2017, and not a day goes by that I don't learn something new. But I'm grateful that I started my foundation of knowledge and just being a lifelong learner and being interested in not working my entire life for income, which is taxed at a higher rate. I say this all the time, that I want my assets, I want my creativity out in the world working harder than I do so that I can spend time with the people I love, doing the things I enjoy, being the hashtag CEO of me, which is now my registered trademark. Thank you very much. So I do all the things I want to and absolutely nothing I don't. And I want that for you. I want that for us. So that's why I want us to pivot more to learning more than what we've learned before about the traditional notions of income, of savings, and leaving investments for the quote-unquote wealthy. How do you think they got so rich? All right. So throughout this month, we are focused on a range of tools, sources, resources, programs, presentations, initiatives, all geared from Advantage Evans Academy and our partners towards changing our conversation, really challenging our mindsets, and not just rehashing old finance lessons. I want to talk about decoding the crypto and digital asset puzzle, the maze, separating fact from fiction, demystifying digital money as I do in my book titled Digital Money Demystified, talking about these things in tandem with our traditional mainstream notions of wealth acquisition with other capital assets, stocks and real estate, etc. I own all those things. I love all those things. I will continue to own and own more of those things. But dedicating a portion of your long-term investment strategy to crypto in general, and I'm making the argument for Bitcoin in particular, at least as a foundational asset, along with stable coins, which we will talk about in a future episode. We got to get literate. Financial literacy is taking flight globally. It already has for some time. Obviously, it's calibrated for the respective country to address their unique financial education needs, but it's really a testament to the universal yearning for financial wisdom, for financial access and inclusion and participation. And in today's digital forward world, being financially literate means not just understanding the ins and the outs of traditional saving and investing. It's about getting up close, getting personal with Bitcoin and its digital cousins, we'll call them. If you're crypto curious, even confident, or crypto confused, that's the majority of folks, now is the moment to lean in and learn and invest in the first fundamental piece towards your crypto investment strategy, and that is your investment in learning. So stick with me as I amplify and simplify, break down and distill complex topics, making the intimidating approachable and giving you actionable steps, what we talk about at Advantage Evans Academy and in the Digital Money Demystified Members Club, is what your next right step will be. This is not just about talking. This is about action. We're not just about getting by. We're not just into the struggle bus. We're not just into grinding and surviving. We are talking about thriving in the digital finance era, which we find ourselves in. So welcome to Financial Literacy Month Reimagined.
Have you ever found yourself puzzled, wondering if cryptocurrency is just a fleeting trend, a scam, or perhaps the future? Hi, I'm Dr. Tanya Evans, and I'm here to introduce you to my new book, Digital Money Demystified, Your Ultimate Guide to Deciphering the Crypto Maze. As a legal policy and crypto education expert, I've crafted this book to cut through the chaos, debunk the myths, and tackle the FUD, that's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. From captivating headlines to meticulously sourced data, I guide you through the promises and the pitfalls of digital assets. With 12 chapters and 10 myths dispelled, Digital Money Demystified is designed for investors, business owners, and professionals eager to navigate the digital economy. It's more than just a book. It's a tool for economic empowerment that directs you safely and confidently from cash to crypto. Say goodbye to bewilderment and hello to enlightenment. Transform from crypto curious to confident. Sidestep those scammers and embrace the future of work, wealth, and creativity. Grab your copy of Digital Money Demystified today at the book's companion website, digitalmoneydemystified.com, or wherever books are sold. This is the right book, the right voice, at the right time. Don't miss out on the digital revolution. Stop by digitalmoneydemystified.com now.
So the over 40 crypto curious crowd, I'm talking to you, talking to my peeps. Again, the millennials, especially you geriatrics, love y'all. I can't really tell the difference between y'all and baby Gen Xers and everybody else. But for anybody who is at least 40 or knocking on 40's door, all the way, either you're thinking about retirement, afraid that you're going to lose your Social Security, which you very well may. We'll talk about that in future episodes. But let's step into this Bitcoin bounce back idea, the concept, the reality. Now, it might seem like navigating through an impenetrable fog of language and lingo. I've often said that it's like tech and finance. These very specific disciplines are now combined. They have a baby, and now we have cryptographically secured digital forms of currency not issued by a government, also known as cryptocurrency. But what I want to tell you is I don't want you to fear. I want you to hold on to your skepticism, but do that in tandem with your intellectual curiosity and your commitment and investment in yourself, in positioning yourself to pivot your portfolio and your practice, your profession in a way that continues to make sure that you are relevant, that you are engaged, that you are benefiting and positioning yourself for opportunities that we've not seen to close wealth gaps between men and women, between systematically marginalized populations, Black and brown communities, etc. This is a really, really important time and a really, really important opportunity. So don't look at the headlines and say, ah, this is just a scam. It's a fad. We've already proven it's not a fad. Already proven that there are scammers that will use any asset that has the potential for value. I get texts every day that are scams with dollars. I get emails every day that are scams with dollars. So definitely take a look at Digital Money Demystified. You can visit digitalmoneydemystified.com to start your learning journey. After this, don't turn this off yet, because I want you here with me as we continue to talk through this. All right, let's go. The over 40 crypto curious folks, I want to give you a compass, a map, a blueprint, as I call it, the Bitcoin beginner's blueprint. Talk about more about that in a moment. So again, we're not just in struggle survival mode, but really thriving on the leading edge of the digital asset revolution. And I want you to focus on a few things. First, the peaks and valleys of Bitcoin.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Bitcoin is a currency. It makes me think of the word current. Shout out to Max Rodriguez, who put that gem in my ear during our Black Women and Wealth series back in March. Definitely drop a link so that you can go take a look at that and check out the replay. But there is a life cycle. There is an energy for all assets, particularly emerging assets. All emerging asset classes are, by their very nature, volatile. It's not the underlying assets that's volatile, but just the nature of something that's emerging. Regulations and laws are trying to be settled. There's increased access and adoption, and institutional money comes into play. Things kind of settle down. We're still in the beginning innings of this. So there will be peaks, there will be valleys, but we have to unravel the mystery behind Bitcoin's recent all-time highs. This is the same asset that everybody said was dead, but evidently somebody forgot to tell Bitcoin. We have to understand the peaks and valleys of a bear and a bull cycle. What propels them? How do we take advantage of long-term and short-term benefits? Wealthy people win in all economies. Long on something that's going to go up, short on something that they're betting will go down. So we have to get very clear about what propels the life cycle of Bitcoin so that we can win in all seasons. And also, we're going to talk about Bitcoin's scarcity, particularly in 2024. The scarcity outlook here is understanding the significance of Bitcoin's dwindling supply and the market implications. Why do I say dwindling supply? Roughly every 4 years, or precisely every 210,000 blocks, if I'm not mistaken, of verified transactional information, the amount of Bitcoin created every 10 minutes is reduced by half. That is hardwired, or I should say coded into the Bitcoin blockchain. Those are the rules. And because of those rules, this is, I think, the fourth halving event where the supply, again, will be reduced by half at the same time that there's even more demand for Bitcoin. We have institutional investors who have created, we now have 11 different exchange-traded funds traded on the underlying asset that is Bitcoin. Now, when you own an ETF, a Bitcoin ETF, you don't actually own Bitcoin, but you own a share of a fund that holds Bitcoin. This is not the ideal or dream of the creator of Bitcoin, Satoshi. Shout out, whoever he, she, or they are. But it is a way for you to participate while you are learning so that you don't miss the upside and think you have to have it all figured out before you invest. The scarcity is simple supply and demand, and we are in a cycle not only at the beginning of this year in January 2024 for the first time that the SEC approved, albeit begrudgingly, approved spot Bitcoin ETFs that are now issued and in supply. I own BlackRock ETFs, for example, and will continue to do so. I don't think it's an either-or proposition of owning Bitcoin outright or participating in legacy markets, but a both-and for the most balanced portfolio and opportunity. We'll also talk about resource maximization, so harnessing your financial resources more adeptly, more proactively, more intentionally in the digital finance era so that you have the capital that's needed when it comes time to participate and take advantage. You want to stay ready so you don't what? Have to get ready. So resource maximization is going to be critically important. Balancing liquidity and illiquid assets, having them all, but having a plan. I have found in my own, challenging my own assumptions and just the way I was moving, my understanding of income, my understanding of debt and debt management, leveraging assets in order to fund a business. These are all critical ways of, understanding other OPM, other people's money. These are important strategies that the wealthy use in order to create, to protect, to grow, and then pass on wealth so that each generation is not starting over again. We have to get clear about how this happens in the new digital asset and property ownership economy. And finally, foundational investment acumen. So, developing, investing in the critical knowledge about how to invest in Bitcoin safely, legally, and confidently, about appreciating the vast potential of emerging asset classes, industries. And then ultimately, in what I'll be sharing through my new framework, my new Bounce framework, is tapping in to the transformative potential of each part of that six-step framework or strategy for Bitcoin investing in particular. And so I'm super excited to announce, I've talked about it on social media, I talked about it during the Black Women in Wealth series that I did with the Harlem Book Fair folks at QBR. Shout out again to Max Rodriguez. I'm super hyped to announce my presentation on the main stage at Arlen Hamilton's Your First Million Live. I can't even tell you in the short time that we have together. You have to go to yourfirstmillion.live. That's yourfirstmillion.live, taking place in LA, downtown LA, April 9th through the 12th at the iconic Peacock Theater where the Emmys are held. I speak along with other experts from Arlen's Academy in real life, IRL. This is a landmark inaugural event by Arlen. Amazing. We are celebrating financial literacy. We are exploring investing strategies. We are helping folks to pursue job and employment opportunities as well, to guide you to your first or next, shout out my people, or next million, while demystifying the complexities of investment across the board. And for me, Bitcoin in particular, I'll be sharing my Bitcoin's bounce back framework for the first time live on the big stage. And let me tell you a bit about who is joining us there. So joining Arlen Hamilton, all of the Arlen's Academy experts who are doing all the training sessions on the 10th, you will hear from some amazing folks. I can hardly believe it. I had to get my notes in front of me. This is a stellar lineup of world-class innovators and investors. We are setting the stage for an unforgettable experience. Arlen, you're doing amazing. Keep going, like I told you last time we spoke. Now, this is for you if all of that already resonates with you. I haven't even told you who's there. We're talking about Rich Paul. We're talking about Sheila Johnson. We're talking about Issa Rae. We are having the amazing 90s amazing girl group back in the day, the Bad to the Bone, TLC, is performing. This will be emceed by, I haven't even said her name yet, and I'm already laughing. That's how funny she is, Janelle James. She plays the principal on Abbott's Elementary, so you already know. My friends and I, when I was out in LA a couple of months ago, saw Janelle open for Michelle Buteau. Whew. Oh my goodness. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all already know. If you watch Abbott Elementary, you already know it's going to be fire. Lots of surprises, things you don't even know yet. So definitely go to yourfirstmillion.live. And guess what? I have two tickets to give away. Now, you got to get yourself to LA or be in LA, but I want to share this love with you. I have two tickets. Please reach out to me at hello@techintersectpodcast.com. That is also in the show notes. I'm picking two lucky people. I'm grabbing these passes over the weekend, so this benefits you. If you are listening when this drops, this is why you need to be a subscriber. I'm going to start giving away a lot more stuff during episodes, so definitely reach out to me at hello@techintersectpodcast.com or ping me on social all around the web. IP Prof Evans, and in it for a chance to win. I hope I'll see you there. I will be doing in-person live at Your First Million Live. And then after that, on April 18th, I'll be leading a live online workshop, the Bitcoin Beginner's Blueprint, that takes the framework of Bounce and makes it actionable. So this workshop is designed to arm you with the knowledge and the tools needed to confidently venture into the crypto space. I got you. You can do this. I can help. Let's be about the business, freedom by any financial means necessary. Now, finally, as we delve beyond the traditional notions of finance, financial literacy, and move into the realm of blockchain, of smart contracts, of decentralized artificial intelligence, we're not just talking about finance, but in some ways we are. But we're beyond that. We're exploring how technology can address and lessen or ameliorate the societal challenges that many, many face. If you're not 1% of the 1%, then there's the rest of us, then you have been in some form or fashion on the sidelines, but still curious about Bitcoin. You're seeing other people win. You hear me talking about it constantly, and you're like, I like her. She doesn't appear to be crazy. She's a whole-ass tenured professor at Penn State Dickinson Law. Thank you very much. She has been around for a while. I graduated from law school with honors, the editor-in-chief of my law journal. I clerked in the Third Circuit. I worked in big law. I had my own law practice as well. Then I joined academia 16 years ago at this point. Yeah, I'm licensed to practice law, as you heard with the intro, in 4 states. Thank you very much. And I also know that it takes a lifetime to build your reputation in an instant for it all to come crashing down. I'm actually one of the most fiscally conservative people that you might ever meet. Doggedly socially liberal, for sure, but I don't play about my coins. And yet, because I'm intellectually curious, because I want to set myself up for success, because I want to enjoy my life, not die working for someone else, making them rich well into beyond Social Security age, whatever that's going to mean by the time I would get to formal retirement, I'm trying to do that early retirement thing. And so we have to bridge the divides and not just think about investment in an asset, but also in an asset class, in an ecosystem. What does it mean to not just hold an asset, but build a company, make my company relevant, make my teaching relevant, make my practice relevant in the same way that we focus on our portfolio? So we will be talking about all of that and more throughout this month. I'm interested in engaging with you on social media. I'm interested in your questions, your comments, your criticisms. Let's chop it up. I'm on LinkedIn. You can reach everything through my Linktree / Tanya Evans. That'll take you to all things relevant. I want to make sure that you have everything that you need to succeed. You can do this. I can help. Our community at the Digital Money Demystified Insiders Club can help with continuous learning opportunities and community coaching support and vetted, tested tools, sources, and resources that will ensure that you're on the leading edge of this digital evolution and revolution. So for more insights to dive deeper into the topics, definitely head on over to advantageevans.com. And also digitalmoneydemystified.com. And again, you want these tickets to meet me and others at Arlen's Your First Million Live, drop a line, ping me on social media, or email me at hello@techintersectpodcast.com. And I'll enter you to win. I'm going to pick my people over the weekend to get people ready. So definitely the future favors not only the brave, but also those who stay ready so they don't have to get ready. All right. I love doing this solo episode. You're going to hear a lot more from me in 2024 for sure. But we will continue with our amazing interviews with some really fantastic people, the new and the notable at the intersection of law, business, and technology, focused on the future of work, wealth, creativity, innovation. And it's all about freedom, y'all. All right, until next time, you know what to do. Continue to shine. Thank you so much for listening to the Tech Intersect podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love it, please tell the world. If not, go ahead and tell me. And in either case, drop a comment or ping me on social media at IPProfEvans with the hashtag TechIntersect. And finally, a quick reminder on digital safety. There are a lot of scammers out there impersonating me and others, and I need your help. Now hear this, and remember, I will never slide into your DMs to say peace and blessings or hey, and I will never reach out to solicit your time or your money on social media, like ever. I'm not a trader. I am an educator and an attorney licensed in 4 states. Thank you very much. I'm here to inform, inspire, and empower. No cap, and definitely no Forex. So be careful, make good choices, and remember, I developed an entire free masterclass about the topic of digital safety in the crypto space. So check out secureyourcryptobag.com for more information. That's secureyourcryptobag.com. All right, that's all for this episode. Until next time, continue to shine.